Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, this is comedian Organic OK. And today's show is December 31st. We are coming into the next new year. And I'd like to say everyone that have sealed this up in the compost of opposition, there's going to be another part on the actual platform of your greatness of clearing out all your problems and things that was very close to your desires that you feel you have to restart again because of these oppositions that the year presented itself. This show is called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. And this is the time, all this is coming, unfolding right now. This is the time that you'll be coming. The album is all the future, where the future is being presented in the light of the desires that you harvest these things and how you nourish these things, because it hasn't been easy to understand your personal opposition that everyone's trying to muffle these things. I want to say, you know, in these heated places that our desires take us, and other people aren't necessarily seeing these desires. I had a discussion a little bit earlier. I was saying to some guy, I said, how is it, as they was talking, I said, how is it, as you the age you are now, but imagine back when you was younger and you was dealing with women that was older than you. This guy gives me this perspective of his opinion that was very, you know, it was like athlete's foot bias. It had contagious things attached to it, where you know there's going to be a problem because how he thought. He's always biased. And I see it. I try to give him the benefit of the doubt, and he tried to give me this understanding that this was all everything and this is how it was. I'm like, nah, man. It's not quite what you make it out to be. Don't think because I'm not the age you are. It doesn't take a person to have to be the age to see who this person is, to not recognize its components where that person is missing the big picture. Now, we can say a lot of different things that it could apply to the person successful, and another person try the same thing and doesn't even work at all for them, right? So it's components that, like, for example, if you drop the piece of candy wrapper on the ground, it's not just destructive to the environment. It's destructive to the person that see that because they know that is the trash element of it. It's not the actual part that you would want, right? So we was talking about, listen to everybody, if we was talking about looking at the label that the product had on there, the ingredients, if we took the actual, say we was talking about something that was like a candy bar, right? And this candy bar, you know, the person don't know all the ingredients in there, didn't know what it was called, and the person that don't necessarily know how it tastes, they read all the ingredients and all that. You know, oh, that's, wow, I didn't know that was in there. Now, the person eating it, you say, wow, okay, this nutrition, okay, this and this. Oh, that's not like it. I've been eating this for a long time, and I just enjoy eating it, right? But the other person have a different point of view that's reading the label. Oh, this bar, this is nasty. And the person say, wow, you said all these things that's wrong about the bar. If you enjoyed it and tasted like you wouldn't even be talking about this right now. So what I'm saying to you, sometimes people come and present something that is not even healthy for the parties that are involved because their point of view is so off the chart. Not in a way that's changing the better understanding of the wisdom of the experience, but more as everything is perfect, nothing is wrong, everything's all right. That's right when things are right. But when everything's not right, that's like somebody dismissing the actual pain that the collective people that are dealing with. That's going to be a problem because people normally think that, oh, this is a natural place. They're just sincere. But normally people are coming from places that people are being oppressed. And a person is truly being free. People are not going to go out their way just to talk about things in a way that undermines the experience that a person may not be Now, see, dealing with as collective with everybody else, and they be going through a part that's beyond ability, beyond the reasoning, understanding, and they're committed so deep and so committed in ability that may not even be understood by the people. They let somebody come along, that's the problem that's always been a problem, and they never telling you in a way. It sounds like they're talking like you. You know, hold on a second. This is sound like quantity. This quantity is not quality. But we all know the difference between quantity and quality, right? Sometimes things are quality, and the quality element is going to change a bunch of things within that, right? And we must recognize that. Once you recognize the quality, then we come to another place of understanding and appreciation that we truly, once you get to that part, we can really understand how it is, right? Somebody can be giving you something that you thought, oh, man, why do you alterate that? And maybe give you something more important, more better, more quality. But if you've been so conditioned to think quality is something that is at the end of quantity and not recognizing what part that your desire need. When people give you what you truly need and you understand the true understanding how they nurture the knowledge that you call appreciation, that is another healing element that we call our life. And once our life is fined at another level, we truly come to another understanding that defines the meaning of life and how enjoying life can be for those that truly have never found that moment. They've never been so lost in the resource of enjoying life. And they can have all the physical attributes that you would see that successful people have, but they have been so willing to not be true to the ability that the will of desire, it destroys all these things that really people truly need that make everyone reach their higher potential. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's the part. This is Comedian Organic OK, and the show is called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. And today is December 31st, and we are tapping in to a few hours before we're reaching the next day. The time right now is 6:07 p.m. And we're coming from California right now. And, you know, as I be a part of seeing the part, see, this is the thing, too. You are so connected in the ability that you have been flexing this actual mold. This mold have took you through this, and so you can identify. If you was turning your arm for an hour and a half straight, you'll feel that, and you'll feel the muscle flex up, and that's what your desires are. Your desires are so connected with the movement of connecting greatness within that, satisfying the greatness within you. See, this is the thing. See, I have a platform where our show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You, all right? And look at this component. Seeing the change from the past, being the change for the future, satisfying the greatness. You know what that is? That's extended connection, right? And this extended connection is something that doesn't have the limitation. This is organic. So they have a limitation, like you say, oh, you have some fruit, and as you get some fruit, it's other fruits that you blend into the blender. And when you get these things blended into the blender, you will notice it's a lot of things that you can truly come to find working together as one and come to have a better connection. And when you do those things, you find so often abilities that we obsess in that soul that's seeing from the past, it's something that is in the present moment that we connect with even more as we connect with ability.
And when we do those things, people truly, when they see the past and they come from the past, they can truly appreciate the present as the present pushing the past through the present. And it's things at the past they have never seen, someone truly connect with that element in that moment to make the ability become more important than you ever have seen. It's a new ability to see something that recognize that. Recognize something that never had the beginning examples, but they had a desire to close the moment to be the meaning of the example. How does that come together? How does someone see so much more in your ability than you have seen? Hang around people that are supposed to know you, supposed to know more about the things you need. Because they need the same thing, and they have came short and sabotaged and undermined and suffered and say, come on now. Being part of all the people that talk about battered men, being a part of all the people about battered, seeing all these components of what this means, and still finding a way to motivate this infrastructure and put this to play when we are seeing, oh, yeah, that's a battered man. Oh, you let a woman take advantage of you like that? We don't recognize the battered system. It's more components than we recognize being, right? So you look at all these things that we called, you know, holes we have here. It's the organs, right? Our skin, right? It's the strongest one, right? If our ability to connect is that strong, they're disconnecting by figuring out ways to undermine the true meaning of connecting and seeing that ability that others being successful, and we are having more understanding of our purpose and becoming more. As you become more, the more comes the freedom of the quality part of the desire that we truly hold on to feel the connection of appreciation. And at this point of time, the appreciation takes no limitation and making this sure this ability becomes more than you can ever desire your moment becoming the heated temperature that fills the anemic into your blood as the plasma, we call it. And when you understand these things, they keep you from hyperventilating from the temperature of people's wholehearted, not caring about you. It is a whole new approach to how we go about things. And when we understand those moments, ability, it opens up and it truly takes us through this actual feeling that we are not being sabotaged. The investment in those that didn't actually have the knowledge, didn't actually have the ability to really stay focused and stay woke in that ability that moved those ideas to the ability where it's needed to be the most successful and comfortable. And we must understand these things as we come along to this part. And once we understand this part, then we got to recognize so I got the guy we call Talk Dude. Talk Dude, talk to them. Give them some information, man. Come on, talk to them, Talk Dude. Give them insight on your knowledge. They've been missing. They've been asking for you, man. Where you been at?
I fell asleep.
He's been asleep, everybody. So this is what he's going to do, everybody. This is what he's going to do. He's going to call into the show. I'm going to call into the show shortly afterwards. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take this free time, take an intermission, and when the show starts back, guess what's going to happen? Talk Dude is doing the show, and I'm going to come on the show at another time because we're going to do it the show today. He's going to go on the show. He's going to finish up, and I'm going to come back some point in time a little bit later on the next episode because we're going to do another show tonight, and the show is going to start by 11 o'clock. So Talk Dude, call them in and let them hear your conversation and catch them up on parts that they don't know what you're going to talk about. But they know that the bill that you have, you're going to give them something that's great. So at this point in time, my name is Comedian Organic. Okay, everybody, Happy New Year and those better moments. Take care, everybody. Now, I'm hanging up. He's going to call back into the show. He's going to finish the show up. Everybody, get ready for the talk, dude. You mean the talk, dude? Start the show. Let the people enjoy you.
Happy New Year. I don't think it's really a disappointment.